You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Les Hang Out, the podcast where we're just proud to be you and me, Ellie.
So proud.
So proud. Full so of pride. From the West Coast, I'm Lee Holmes Foster.
And from the East Coast, I'm Ellie Brigida. To those of you who have been with us through this whole journey, thank you as always for listening. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're excited to have you here. And here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. And this week is Spirit Week. We are so excited because today is Snapback Day. So we want to see you all in your snapbacks. Post those pictures on social media. Use the hashtag LHO Spirit Week so we can see those pictures super easily. Wear your snapbacks. Tomorrow is Dapper Day. Wednesday is Pajama Day. Thursday is Cosplay Day, and Friday is Flag Day. So if you didn't join today, you have four more opportunities. Pick your favorite day, and we'd love to see your outfits.
And we are closing in on the end of season five coming up soon. We have a couple episodes left, but we just want to remind you we will be taking a brief hiatus for a few weeks over the summer. And during that time, we will be A, working on our next musical, but also getting ready for our live show of the Songs of the Flame in New York City on September 15th at 54 Below. And you can get your tickets now, and we cannot wait to see you there. In the Greater Les universe, we also want to talk about the Motherland Fort Salem trailer that came out. Listen, I'm not ready to say goodbye to this show. You know we never will be.
No, we never will be.
But we just want to take a minute to... Can we talk about, like, that real quick double wedding situation that's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
is it
fair,
real?
To be
is
fair,
it a dream?
It could only be one for me, but it's fine.
But is inquiring minds need to know what's happening.
Yes.
Also, I'm here for like the whole group hug situation between all four of the girls, and they're like, I'm dying. I'm into it. So, anyways, we're very excited.
I'm excited to see
where
it goes.
Coming back, I think tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I think from when the episode
what?
Airs. I think it comes back on the 21st. So,
oh my gosh, that's so exciting! Everyone has so much to look forward to tomorrow. I'm excited for all of you and for us. So in my Google search of gay news, I found this article called How to Get Gay Famous that was posted on Slate. And I sort of loved it. So I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. And it was just talking about how, like, because we know gay famous is different than mainstream famous, right? Like famous
sure.
amongst the gays. But there's also been a lot of like shifting of it. So I thought it was just a really interesting take on it of like, okay, like, being gay famous is about one's ability, it says, this is a quote, about one's ability to influence and support queer culture and prevent a novel version of gayness, which I like. But then it also was talking about how, like, these gay celebrities, like, have, in the age of social media, are like getting famous enough that they're like feeling some of the pressures of fame, but like aren't being rewarded as much as the mainstream celebrities in terms of like financial success and stability. So it's just like navigating that. I thought it was a really cool article. So if you want to check it out on Slate.
Excellent. Finally, this week and today especially, I feel like I need to do a quick shout out to me and Kelsey on our 11th wedding anniversary.
Oh my
so
God.
Congrats
to
us.
Congrats to you.
Yes.
That's huge.
A plus work. Thanks for putting up with me for this long. I appreciate it. don't get sick of me. Thanks, love. Okay. Great.
Oh, so sweet. Let's have a moment of silence for that beautiful moment.
Is that what we do? A moment of silence? That feels really celebratory.
I don't know. I just feel emotional. All right, fine. Yay!
Ellie's like, I'm trying not to cry. Just stop it.
So
okay.
That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. We are so excited to bring you episode 21 of season 5, Pride Fruit.
Do you get it, listeners?
Do you get it?
Lee was trying to come up with a million different puns for pride, and the
They're
best we could come up with was dried fruit, pride fruit. So here we are. It's been a long day for both of us, but we are so happy to be here.
We're going to keep it together.
Talking to
each
other and
a podcast episode.
We got this. We got this.
And if Ellie and I go off the rails, it's just, you know,
it's
listen.
Just how it is. And that's okay.
It's just what we're going to get. We're closing in on the end of season 5. We're doing great.
We've
gotten this far, Ellie.
Yes.
We can do this.
So today we're going to talk about Pride because it's Pride Month and we're gay.
And
so
it's been a while. We haven't done a Pride episode in a long time.
Yes,
we were just trying to remember, like, where did we last talk about Pride? And I think it was season 1.
Yeah, in 2018 was the last time we talked about Pride. So we figured a lot of stuff's been going on since 2018 with the two of us and with the entire world.
Yeah, there's just been one or two things.
Since that year. So we figured we'd talk about what's been going on for us with Pride. And how sort of pride has shifted as we get older, as the world shifts and changes. I mean,
gets on fire.
So when were pride parades canceled? Do you know what I mean? Like there was two or 3 years we didn't have pride.
Question? I don't know. I haven't left my house in 2 years.
Right?
Ellie.
Like when's the last time you've been to a pride parade? Like,
the last time I went to pride was when you and I went to pride together in
2019.
Boston in 2019. That was my last in-person pride event. And then we did 2 years of porch pride.
Yes.
Right? So we've had at least 2 years of porch prides.
True.
And then now this is the third pandemic pride.
Yep. So the last pride that we did as a civilization, we did together.
Good for us.
I know.
Hooray.
At least we have that.
I love to have special memories with you.
I know. We didn't even know. We were just like dancing and hugging.
We
and
were carefree.
Taking cute pictures.
Just I breathing like, air around each other's faces.
Craziness. I mean, we very rarely get to see each other in person. So I feel like that was a really nice pride. Because I got to see
it was a nice pride. I was just looking for something. I couldn't remember what it was, but I ended up going back through. You know when you did your 30 days leading up to your 30th birthday and you had that post and we had like all the videos and stuff of us and there were some of us at Pride there and I was like, remember that?
I know. I also feel like that was, so 2019 we had our live show in Boston at WBUR City Space. And so that's why you were you were there for a wedding and we ended up like making as much
wrapping in
during
that
weekend as we could.
We got to take advantage of when we are in the same location.
Even close. We're like, all right,
I know.
Let's make it work. It's also just like crushed dreams, but now I'm like, it's fine. But I wanted to talk a little bit about like what our dreams were for Pride because I feel like that Pride, I at least was like, oh my God, like next year, what if like we did like even more for Pride and like me and you were like in the parade or like we were like hosting at an event or something. Like we're grand marshaling
doing another,
the freaking
we
thing.
We definitely talked about doing more live shows. Like we wanted to do another live show the next year. Yeah, grand marshal. You and I, grand marshal.
Yeah, like literally.
Taking over the world.
But I mean, let's talk a little bit about how things have shifted. Because then we shifted into Porch Pride. And I do feel like I personally loved Porch Pride. And I'm glad that
I did too.
Made the best of it. This year, we're not going to be hosting Porch Pride. And it's just because it was a lot of planning for us. And we have been very overwhelmed this year. But who knows? Maybe next year we'll host it again. Because I also think like it was a cool pandemic thing because people could get together safely with a small group of people. But I also think even outside of the pandemic, those are the types of pride events that I enjoy the most anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like going to someone's house, hanging in their backyard, being around other people who are also queer, but like not having, like, I almost feel like the parades are for very newly out queers, which is totally fine. Honestly, I think it's so exciting when you're newly out and you're like, holy shit, this is all for us. Like, you deserve to have those experiences. But I also think, like, once you're more established, once you've, like, found those people who you like and you want to spend time with, Pride ends up being just, like, a bunch of young gays who love them. And then, like, straight people who, like, want to pretend they're a part of everything.
And the allies.
Yeah. Which,
they're allies.
It's fine.
Yeah. But, no, absolutely. And that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And I still, like, you know what's funny is, like, I do feel like Pride, like there's these, it's a roller coaster, right? There's these cycles, I feel like, over the course of people's like coming out journeys, like where you are kind of in life, like how many prides you've gone to, like what prides you go to. Because that's the other thing is like, I'll be honest, I can't tell. It's really hard for me to tell the separation between just like getting older and like having a family and less time and being tired all the time. And how that also overlaps with the fact that, like, we moved out to the Bay Area. And, like, I'll be honest, like, Boston Pride and San Francisco Pride are, like, vastly different things, right? Like, it's, I mean, I think we'll talk a little bit about, like, some of the ways in which it's different out here. But I just feel like it's always been a little harder for me to, like, get super excited for it out here. Like, the first year Kelsey and I moved out here, it was the Pride that was hot on the heels of the DOMA repeal. Mm-hmm. And that year was like super exciting, and like just being there for it felt like so cool, and just like so, like everyone felt so connected. And like, but then beyond that, like the other years that I've gone out here, it's just been kind of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think it's sort of that way about parades in general. Like, what other parades have you been to that you've like really enjoyed? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's a hard question because most of the stuff that I have done, like, I mean, Kelsey and I have been together for an awful long time, and like she hates crowds, like hates it. So there's like always kind of a balance of like what's something that she would enjoy that isn't going to be like overrun with people. I will say it's not a parade. But
okay,
I think it's like one, it's not a parade, but it's the only like similar event that I do think that we like enjoy. It was like Marathon Monday in Boston, you know, it's because it's like, it's still crowded and it's like, there's still just like people everywhere, but it's like a similar, you're just like, this is the day, we're all celebrating the day. And it's like, because it's so much more spread out too, you know, because you have like 26 fucking miles to spread out over. But it's like, that's the kind of event that like, you know, like Kelsey will go to, but they're just not, it's not her thing, you know? And so there's a little bit of a balance. I do want to try Oakland Pride. Oakland Pride happens at a different time of the year. I think it's in like October. And I've never gone to that out here. And I feel like it's going to be smaller and like might be more of that type of event that I'm hoping for than San Francisco Pride ends up being all the time.
I think too, like, because I've done a lot of different prides. Well, maybe not a lot of different prides, but mostly like Boston and New York. And New York Pride is like so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I love about New York Pride is like also it's like the parade. Like you want to go for like a minute to be like, I'm here and this is cool. But it's really the events throughout the weekend, like the rooftop parties. And like, you know that like I went for World Pride, which was, when was that? It must have been the same year that we went to Boston Pride, 2019. And that was crazy because it was like everyone was in New York City for that weekend. So it just felt like so, there's like an electric feeling of like,
yeah,
the entire city of New York is like celebrating everyone being gay. But like parades in general, I feel like it's not necessarily the parade. It's like the parties surrounding it. It's the community that you find like when you're there. Like St. Patrick's Day in Boston is like, I don't know the last time I've like watched the St. Patrick's Day parade, but like I always go to my mom's friend's Trish's house. Everyone knows Trish from episode one. Gotta tell Trish. But we'll always go there. And it's like, you know, it's just like a celebration of, it's like a celebration of being Irish, but I feel like it's like so much of just like, we're celebrating because we're Bostonians. Like, it's a very like hardcore Boston thing.
And Boston goes hard on St. Patrick's Day. It's that, the St. Patrick's Day Boston parade is Kelsey's legit nightmare because it's like not just crowds, it's like crowds of drunk people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and they're so bad.
And she has a phobia of people vomiting, and so it is a bad situation all around to try to leave our house on St. Patrick's Day.
No, they're so bad. They're so bad.
It's real bad. It's also like, I think the last St. Patrick's Day, the last time we tried to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade, like I literally ended up on the tee, like trying to protect some woman's like baby in a stroller, you know, because there's like three or four of us who are kind of like all just like arms over this kid pushing against the opposite wall because there's so many people, like it's bonkers when you get on the train. And so, you know, there's just like the push of bodies where you're like, we're going to squash this small child, and like, yeah. So that was fun. Just good times.
It is too much.
That's a little much.
But yeah, I think it just depends on like who you're with and like exactly what you're doing. You know?
Well, and that's what I was gonna say, is that it's like, I feel like now, because it's just occurring to me now that we're talking about this, that since 2019 was the last year I went to Pride, and it was, we had had Eloise, Kelsey was pregnant with Audrey, I was out in Boston that year for the wedding and for our show. And it's occurring to me that then since then, it's been a pandemic, we have never brought the girls to a Pride ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? As much as I'm like, I feel like there are a lot of ways in which I'm like kind of over certain parts of like the kind of early years that you go to Pride. And like some of that magic is going to be lost, like, you know, and that's fine. But there is something that like, as I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, oh, I want to like get the girls little like Pride shirts and like little rainbow tops
and
like
put them on your shoulders. Well, I don't know. They're too big to put on your shoulders now.
They're heavy these days, but like I will work it out for fucking Pride. Yeah. Like I want to take them because I do think that it's like, you know, like we are trying to like normalize as much as we can, like, and you know, like not have it be like, it's not like a thing so far yet to them that they have two moms. But like, I also want them to grow up and like have that context of like queer community and like see the queer joy at like Pride and stuff like that. And I'm just like, oh, I want to bring them. I want to take them to Pride.
Well, you got to check out Oakland Pride. I bet you they have like a family day even too.
Yeah, I bet they do. Like, I bet both San Francisco and Oakland have like family based events and stuff like that. And I just feel like
it'd be really nice, fun.
Because they're not going to get it at all. It's going to be like so funny to try to explain to them right now to be like, we'll see.
Well, okay. So I have a question for you that's controversial.
Okay, do it.
But, you know, when we talk about, like, don't say gay and blah, 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 right? Basically, okay, like, I was in the Provincetown Carnival Parade when I was 8 years old. I think I said this to everyone in the Pride thing. And there are men there in assless chaps, like, BDSM floats, like, very intensely sexual things in the parade.
I'm all for it.
How do you feel about that with your children?
I'm all for it. Listen, here's the thing. A, I understand that, like, I mean, sure, we're raising our kids to, like, speak French and stuff, but, like, there are a lot of things that I kind of would love to adopt a slightly more European mentality as opposed to, like, puritanical U.S. views of stuff where it's, like, nudity is not an issue for me in terms of our kids, honestly. Like, that doesn't faze me. Because it's like the same way that I'm like, would I bring them to like a public pool in France where like half the people are going to be topless? Like, yeah, who fucking cares? Like, they see us topless or naked all the time. Like, this is not a big problem in my life. And I think that to me, those are like great opportunities to just like have age appropriate conversations about like what pride is and like what, you know, if someone's like walking around in assless chaps, dude, like that's just not really a thing. As they get older, like, do you want to have more conversations about some of this stuff that's happening and like why people feel free to let loose at pride? Like, sure, whatever. But right now, like, they're just bodies. Like, they're not weird about bodies right now, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, I don't know. Personally, I don't super have a problem with it. I get people fall everywhere on the spectrum on this. I get it. But it's just I don't know. They're just bodies. It's a good opportunity to talk about bodies. We talk about bodies a lot anyways, you know, because it's like we're kind of still trying. I mean, they're so young. So it's like you're trying to normalize like language around our bodies. You're trying to normalize like they're like just starting to kind of like grasp that there are like different types of bodies and genitals and stuff. And so it's like, you know, you're trying to also normalize like the language around them and normalize like, yeah, like you pee sitting down, like people with vulvas pee sitting down and like. And like trying to like distance like gender from genitalia and stuff like that. Like, we have those conversations all the time. So I'm like, whatever. They're just more bodies to use those examples. That's cool. It's fine.
Nice. I was just curious because I'm like, I remember that. Nobody had a conversation with me about bodies. I just was on the float and was like, that's that.
You're like, there's a lot of naked men.
That's burned into my brain forever.
We'll find out when Kelsey listens to this episode if she feels the same.
Yeah. You know. Like, it just, I don't know. But that's also what I find so exciting, but like fascinating about Pride is that like Carnival in P-Town is not technically Pride, but like they have a huge parade and it is like bigger than Pride in P-Town. And like I was on like a float with a bunch of dogs from the dog cafe in town. And then there's like a float for like the place where all the bears go to like have BDSM sex. And they're just like,
yeah.
And I'm just yeah. Like just like throwing beads out into the audience. And like same thing like with drag queens and stuff like that. Like went to drag shows when I was like 6 or 7 years old and then like was like saw them out of drag after and then had to like have those conversations. But I think it's good to expose your kids to those things early on so, like, they're not uncomfortable with them.
Yeah, and so they're just not things. Yeah, it's like, just that's like, the thing. It's, like, they're not things then, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's so many things in the U.S. where we're just like, well, this is, like, a real big deal. And you're like, actually,
it's
nowhere
not.
Else. Like, it's just not a thing. Like, bodies are bodies. And, like, that's okay. Like,
yep.
And especially because so much of the stuff that it's like, especially like, okay, listen, I don't want to get distracted into a huge like kink discourse because we've done it. It's all been done. We do this every year. I get it. But it's like we talk about these things as though kids have a context to put any of this in. And like they fucking don't.
Yeah.
They just don't. Like, your kid is not looking at somebody in a dog collar and being like, wow, that person likes to have a certain type of sex. Like, no, dude. No, your kid is like, that's a nice necklace. And you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a nice necklace. Good for them.
Like, and they're like, can I wear it?
Yeah.
Like, can I have like, your necklace, sir?
Just, they don't. There's nothing there. Like, it's only there if you make it a weird thing. So, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like for me, I'm super excited at the idea of, like, bringing them to Pride and, like, sure, family events just because, like, I think they'll get bored at a parade, honestly.
Yeah.
But also just to, like, go and, like, start also introducing the idea of, like, hey, there are ways in which, like, families like ours are special and we get this fun party. And, like, that's cool and fun and, like, unique for us. And it's just for us. And, like, silly straight people don't get it. Bahaha.
I mean, I know you haven't gone to a Pride parade, but, like, have you done anything for Pride Month with the girls? Like, even just, like, at home?
I mean, mean, I've done like some of the, you know, like I took, we've done like some photos for like Spirit Week and stuff with the girls and stuff. Yeah. But they've been so young, you know? It's like, I feel like this is kind of the first year where it feels like they would be old enough to like go to something, you know?
Yeah.
So no, not a ton. But it's also like, it is just funny because there's some of those things where I'm like, I don't even know how to try to explain this to you, because so far the idea that like it's weird to have two moms like has never really
occurred to you. And like you also don't, and you also don't like, want to like have them think it's
exactly.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I think we'll have to, you know, as they get older, I think we'll have to figure out how we start navigating that. But yeah. I feel like Pride would be like a fun introduction.
It would be fun.
To like,
I have a friend, Taylor, who has two, well, she has two moms and then they got divorced, so now she has four moms, which
live in the dream.
Love that. Double.
Can I tell
moms.
You sorry can I tell you, I'm just gonna interrupt to tell you the cutest story, which is that we do tell the girls all the time that, like, you know, because every time they ask sometimes where they're like, oh, like, does this person have like a mom and dad, and we're like, yeah, and then we're always like, and you have two moms, like, aren't you so lucky? And we took the girls to, there's like this little like farm where you can like go and like pet the feed the animals, yeah, and yeah. stuff, whatever, up in the hills behind us. And we took them there one day, and we were walking with Eloise, and there was this family walking towards us that was there with, you know, it must have been like a mom and her sister and like maybe her mom, like, I don't know. They just had like this little kid walking with like three women with him. And Eloise looks at him, and she was like, mommy, that little kid has three mommies. He's even luckier than we are.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that is the best take I have ever heard in my life. So four moms. The
so
luckiest.
Lucky.
So just great.
Lucky.
Doing great.
Seriously. But I feel like that was her experience where she went to Pride so often. One of her moms is actually a DJ, so she would like DJ all kinds of Pride events. And she is like one of the most like free human beings ever. Like in a great way. Just of like, I think it definitely does like give you less of a, coming from myself who was raised Catholic, very much the
different?
Opposite
just
of
a
that.
Little different,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Of like a much like easier time. Easier is maybe not the right word, but you know what I mean. Not as much conflict internally about sexuality, which I think is great. Goddamn Catholicism.
In today's episode of Les Hangout, we're gonna unpack some trauma.
We're gonna unpack some shit.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, let's not. Let's
no,
just...
But it's okay. But let's talk... Okay, I wanted to talk about in this Pride episode, because the last time we did Pride was 2019 together. Mm-hmm. Since then, I actually think I went to New York Pride last year. So I did start going back to Pride events. And it was like a different feeling,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, in many ways, right? Number one, like, I didn't go to the parade at all because I didn't want to. We went to a rooftop party, and I just feel like everyone was 25,000 times more happy to be at Pride, because it was like to understand what life was like without it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm saying like, oh, I'm over some of this stuff, but like, I'm not over like taking a breath. Like, I think for all of us too, it's like the older we get, the busier we get, the crazier life gets. And you're like I at on June 1st this year, to be honest, I was like, oh, it's Pride, you know, like, because I'm like, oh, I have so much shit going on. But I feel like sitting down, going to an event that like really puts in front of your face, like, look at all of these people who are celebrating our community, like, gives you a moment of pause to really appreciate all of the things that we've all been through collectively.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just like, so like, I don't think there's like, I think there always will be a place for those collective events, like, for
well,
wherever
think,
you are.
The thing is like you forget, right? Because it's like we talked the last time we did a Pride episode,
all those years ago.
About like your first Pride, right? And like everybody remembers their first Pride. And can I tell you the stupidest thing?
Yes.
This is, well, listen, we can't keep it together. This episode is going to be okay. You'll appreciate how insane this story is, but I just have to tell it anyways, because I think I mentioned so we have meetings for the musical we're working on every week. And I think I mentioned in our meeting this week that I had been reading this kind of bonkers wild fan fiction.
Oh my God.
Yes, this is where we're going right now. But okay, it was super cute. Yes, it was Shelby and Tony. Get off my back, everybody. But it included this like really, I did not expect to like get super emotional reading this fan fiction. And it included this scene, and it's like little Texas conservative Christian family household Shelby, good kind, going to her first Pride when she's like trying to accept herself, and she's painting the rainbows on her cheeks, and she's got little rainbow earrings in, and she just like goes to Pride and is surrounded by people who are like happy for her dating a girl. And it was like it's fan fiction, so you're like getting her whole like thought process about it and just like how much it meant to her. And I was like, oh, like you forget that, you know?
Exactly.
Like you. And I was like, I was surprised. I was like, oh, I'm like getting a little choked up about like that like first Pride experience where it's like that first time where you go and you're like, my people, you know?
Exactly.
And you're like, this is me and it's okay. And there's like all these other people and it's them too. And you're just like, and I was like, oh, like you don't ever get that back, you know? And I feel like that's what you're describing is what it reminds me of. Is
yeah,
like,
exactly. It was like, okay,
recapturing
now I've
some of
gotten
that.
It like, sort of back. Yeah. Cause
yeah.
It was like, oh, I haven't done this in a while. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is so, yeah, it felt like just like revisiting first Pride for sure. Because for everyone, it felt like the first Pride in a new way.
And your first Pride is like, there's nothing like it. Like, there's nothing like it.
There's just a laser beam,
you know?
Too. Like, there's something about, especially for people who don't get acceptance from the people closest to them. There is mm-hmm. something so powerful about that like collective like rainbow beam of acceptance.
Yes.
Right? Like where it's almost overwhelming.
Yeah. And that's like, and that's why it's so interesting to me to think about taking the girls there, because it's like, I feel like for so many of us, the reason that that first Pride is so important is because it is hard, like, regardless of your upbringing, your journey, your coming out story, like, whatever, I just feel like, especially at a certain age, like, I'm hoping that this is actually maybe starting to change, like, in younger generations, but I feel like so many of us, there is still a certain amount of, like, internalized shame when you first come out. You know, and like stuff that you have to unpack, stuff that you have to work around or like work through. And I think that like you go to your first Pride and it is that like being slapped in the face with just like queer joy. And it is like the antithesis of shame and of hiding. And it's just like that light and like the amount that it just like lifts everything off of you that first time, you know, where you're just like, wow. Like, what?
I'm gay and it's great.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like now, like, it's so much easier. I get, like, I wonder if that's, like, part of why it's less magical now, you know? Because realistically, like, now, like, we've just been at a place in our lives, both you and I think, for such a long time, where we're just like, I fucking love being gay. It's the fucking best. Like,
well,
wouldn't trade it for literally anything. Like, ew, straight people, why? Why
well,
would
yeah.
I want to be that?
That's
and
why,
it's
like,
just
I
like,
I literally have a part in this outline that says Pride all year long. Because it's like, I do feel like I created
yeah.
that world around myself where I'm like, I have very few people around me that are not queer. And if they are not, if they are straight, they are still that like intense beacon of acceptance. Like I would not have a straight human being around me who like has any sort of homophobia inside of them. Like I have pushed that all out of my life and like surrounded myself with pride every day, basically. Like,
right.
Which is like literally how I think we should all live, or if we can. I know it's not easy for everyone, but like it just makes life so much easier. Like, mm-hmm. so much easier.
Well, and it does take a little bit of the magic away, right? Because it's like, I feel like it's less of the case now. Well, I mean, sure, like, pride, you know, listen, we all know, like, pride was a riot. Like, it is a different event now. And I feel like it's not that pride is not radical still. Like, it is. It's just, I think the contrast changes as you start to, like, have your life be that more, you know?
Yep.
Where, like, yeah, like, so, just so much of our, like, who we are and, like, what our lives are is just, like, being as gay as possible and, like, living our best gay lives all the time. And I'm, like, I'm always living my best gay life. Like, it's not just at Pride anymore. It's not, like, you go to Pride and be, like, this is me and it's okay. It's, like, that's every day.
Yeah.
This is us, and we think we're pretty okay. Yep. Like, you know, we're kind of okay with us. Like,
what, I'm curious, what are your plans for Pride this year?
I literally don't even know. I haven't even looked anything up. I'm so tired.
I know. Well, for
so tired for right now. Out,
we're going to be doing Spirit Week, which I also really
we're
like.
We're doing Spirit Week. I am very excited for
in
it.
In the way
I feel like last year, I missed a lot of Spirit Week. It was.
We got to get back busy. On the horse.
We had everything going on with the musical last year and the girls were younger and it was just.
But yeah, we got to really do up Spirit Week and just like remind ourselves every day of that week, which is June 20th, how gay we are. This episode is actually coming out the Monday of Spirit Week. So,
which is the 20th and it's my anniversary.
Oh, gay. I also I'm missing Boston Pride this year. Which is the first time in a while that I won't be in Boston for Pride. But I'm going to Barcelona with all of my queer friends. We have 12 of us. And we're going to just like go to a music festival and be gay. So like,
incredible.
To me, that is Pride.
Yeah.
It's doing something really fun with all my gay friends. I'm taking the whole week off of work and not worrying about that, which is why I'm stressed as hell right now. But by the time I'm there, things will be wrapped up. But yeah, it's like that. Those are like the Pride events for me, right? Like getting to go to Greece with all my friends for two of my friends' gay weddings, you know, like on Sunday, we're having a little like get together in someone's backyard. And we're like, it's open invite to like any queer people. So it's like even new gays will be there. So I don't know. For me, it's just like figuring out when to make time for my queer friends now that I am so busy, which I always have been busy. But you know what I mean?
You? I don't know. You never have anything going on, Emily.
Never. I don't know how I managed to give myself more to do.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked. I haven't looked up like what. When SF Pride is, it must be coming up pretty soon, but like, I don't know. I mean, I like alluded to it a little earlier on, and it's like, I feel like SF Pride for me is just, it's super corporate. Like, I don't know if people have gone, and it's not like the parade, especially, I think, like, more so than a lot of the rest of it. It's just, it's this area is, I mean, you know, it's like tech central. Yeah. And so it's just like you go to Pride and it's like, okay, it's Pride. Here is the 800 people walking for Google and Salesforce and like just all in their like
rainbow
corporate
shirts. Yeah.
Branded shirts. And you're just like, yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like it feels different.
Yeah. I also would like to say, I don't know, I'm sure there are people listening in Boston. I definitely didn't go to Boston Pride last year, but like, I actually think Boston Pride didn't happen. And this like ties in a lot with corporate things as well. Like literally like Boston Pride turned into something that was like not even for the queer community. It was like exploiting the queer community for this parade to the point where they literally got shut down. Because they were like being racist, being homophobic, like horrible things because of corporations, right? And I think that there was actually like a separate Pride event that was created like outside of official Boston Pride to like counteract that. But I feel like that like there is a bit of a reckoning for corporate pride that I think needs to happen.
Oh, I mean, because it's just so tiring, like, you know,
where it's just like, no, like, and the fact that as a podcast, too, we know this happens like every June.
Oh, yeah.
Corporations are like, hey, we want to give you money. Right. And to be fair,
not a lot, just like a little bit.
Just a little bit, just to like ease our guilt about
just like, enough that you'll say how great we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides, I will say Barefoot, like, puts their money where their mouth is. So I don't want to.
Yeah, they've been great.
Honestly, they gave us money for Porch Pride and they like have a lot of stuff that they do year round and they have a lot of LGBTQ employees. So I don't want people to assume who we're talking about. But it's just like corporations in general, right? Where it's just like, okay, so we get your money in June and then like you forget about us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Like, I think it's like far more impactful for corporations to like spread their money out over the year for LGBTQ people, like instead of like, okay, yeah, we're gonna march in one parade. Like it's lip service.
It is, and it's also like, I mean, this is what I think it's funny is like, you know, when you were asking before of like how do we feel about like kinky stuff at Pride or like whatever if we were gonna bring the girls, and I'm like, listen, honestly, like I would much rather have a Pride with like zero sales force than
yes.
than like no kink,
yes.
like because
yes.
that would feel more authentic to me, because I'm like, actually, if you told me like, hey, here is a Pride event, like corporations are banned, I'd be like,
yes.
A fucking plus, like
seriously,
great, 10 out of 10 will be there, like that's actually what I want versus. All of this just it because it just doesn't feel real. And I think that's the thing is like to me, Pride is like being authentic. It is being your authentic self. And then you show up and it's just like fucking Google being like, we love the gays. And you're like, fuck out of here with that. Like,
also,
just...
where does the money go? Like, I think that was like such a question with Boston Pride, which is why I got canceled of like, all right, be transparent about your budget. Like, you got all this money from corporations. Who's getting it?
Yeah.
Where is it going? Is it going back into our community? Is it going to the organizers?
Great question.
Right? Like, literally, where is the money going? And I need to know that. But yeah. So,
is it going to pay the police to stand along the parade route for the entire day? Where is that money going? Yeah.
So, I mean, we could talk all day about, we've talked about our, like, what is it, like, rainbow, a rainbow economy, also, like,
rainbow
dollars going to rainbow people.
Yep.
But yeah, it just feels like I can't do it with, like, I would much rather go to, like, a Pride event that's been organized by a member of the community that's, like, especially as event organizers, we understand how much work goes into those events, like that you're literally like providing a service for our community to like connect and meet.
That's something else we had talked about doing. Remember when we were going to do a
bar
queer prom?
Oh, queer prom.
Oh, we were going to do that too. I was thinking we were going to do like a Pride prom.
I know.
Yeah. In LA. We had talked about that.
One day.
So many plans derailed.
I'm like, if there's anyone out, also if, this is a cry for help, if there's anyone out there who feels passionate about connecting the queer community and wants to help us with our events, we could definitely use some help because we want to do so much more than we can.
We do want to do a lot of things.
We want to do so
I know.
Much.
We have, but remember that we were going to talk.
I feel like when we were at Pride
in Boston in 2019, that's what we were talking about for like the next year. Was like we were going to plan like a grassroots queer prom for LA Pride the next year.
It would have been great.
It would have been a
one
great
of
time.
These days.
We should reach out to Lauren and Nicole again, see if they're still in.
I know. Seriously, I'm in.
I'm in. I want to buy a new suit. That's a good excuse.
Oh my God.
I don't have a lot of excuses to buy new suits these days. Every time I tell Kelsey, she's like, what are you going to wear it to? And I'm like, you don't know. You don't know what I'll wear it to.
I told myself, and this is true, I will do it. The first like big commission I get, suit.
Dude, yes. Can we get new suits together? Can we get matching suits? Can we get like coordinating suits?
We're doing it.
We'll look so dope.
We're doing it.
Okay, let's get really awesome suits, and then let's like see each other's faces in person again, because it's been like almost a year and I hate it. And then we can do another photo shoot because we don't ever have photos together.
Yes, let's do a suit photo shoot. We totally got derailed, but like not really.
Suit shoot riot.
Pride was a suit shoot riot.
I'm here for it. I'm sold. Oh my God. Okay.
But yeah, those are my thoughts on Pride. I still feel like it's very important for our community to come together and to take the time to like stop for a breather and remember, hey, let's come together. Let's remember what Pride is really about. It's about all of those who came before us who fought for our rights. It's about coming together as a community and supporting each other. It's about celebrating our identity in ways that maybe we don't feel super comfortable doing year round. It still has a very big place. I think it's just like changing what type of pride you celebrate.
Well, and I guess maybe what we can also do with that is like, I mean, listen, I know that we always have our little plugs to like email us and DM us and like, please do that too. But like, honestly, like, what are things, that's what I'd love to know is like, where are people at? Like, what are the kinds of things you want to have for Pride, you know? And like, because I mean, you know, listen, as much as we don't ever have more time on our hands, this is our jam. This is what Ellie and I want to do is like, we just want to make queer fun joy and stuff. So yeah, if you have like thoughts or ideas or like you're like, you know what I wish existed for Pride, like please send us those. You can email us at lesshangoutpod@gmail.com or like DM us anywhere. But like tell us that stuff because you know us. You're gonna give Ellie an idea and she's just gonna be like, let's do it tomorrow.
We planned the first Porch Pride in like 2 weeks. That was psychotic. I was like, it's May.
Yeah,
it was crazy. We need to do something for Pride. Porch Pride coming up. Here we go. Yeah, it was crazy. But it's time for our Q and Gay. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Q and Gay.
All right, question number one. When was your first out Pride? A, the 70s. B, the 80s. C, the 90s. D, the aughts and the 10s.
Okay, my first out Pride must have been my sophomore year of high school, junior year of high school. So in the aughts, it was probably like 02, 03, something like that.
I think mine was 20.
Like 20 years ago. Maybe it's been 20 years since
That's
my first
crazy.
Pride, Ellie. Fuck.
That is crazy.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure mine was in 2013. No, 2014. Yeah, 2014, New York Pride. Been going in the closet for a long time. I just love Pride. It's so weird. It's
That's like asking when
year.
Was your first gay prom, and you're like, never, and also every
and
year.
And everyone, yeah, yeah.
Okay, question two. Have you ever been in a Pride parade? A, yes. B, no. C, not yet. I like the hopefulness of that
right,
choice.
Like maybe soon.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to say yes, because I was in that Provincetown parade. It wasn't exactly Pride, but it was Pride. It was Pride. What about you, Lee?
Yeah, we used to go with the church we were in Boston. We used to be in the parade every year. That was nice. Why we were on the float that year that we got married, and we had the like getting gay married in 9 days
Aww.
Sign. Good times.
All right, question number three. How do you celebrate Pride? A, with a few friends. B, Pride Parade. C, spend all your money on the gays. Or D, take a trip.
Oh, geez. I feel like lately it's been spend all my money on the gays, but... Mm. I did just order one of our new Pride shirts. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty excited
nice.
For it.
With the
ice cream one.
Yeah,
because
so
I made it and it's cute and I wanted one. So
it is.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's been a lot of like the past few years just because it's been hard to get out of the house and do stuff. So got to switch it up.
For me, it's like it's with a few friends, but also this year I'm taking a trip. So I'm excited about that. And I do like to travel for Pride. Like I really want to hit more prides. Like this year, my friend Rebecca is going to LA Pride and I'm like, it's the same time we're in Barcelona. But like,
yeah.
I would go like try to do LA Pride. I really want to do Toronto Pride. A few years ago, we were trying to do Montreal Pride and then, you know, didn't work out. But I would love to like travel around to a few different prides. Really
that would
see.
Be fun.
Yeah, I just want to see like what the difference is between the spots.
Okay, question four. what is the worst branded Pride item out of A, Levi's denim chaps, B, Marks and Spencer LGBT sandwich, lettuce, guac, bacon, and tomato sandwich, C, gayo, gay mayo, rainbow mayo, gayo, or D, DNC Pride gear, Democratic Pride gear.
Vote with pride.
Vote with pride.
I have to say the denim chaps crack
they offend you so much.
I was saying this to Lee before, but I'm like, if you look at these Levi's denim chaps, they're assless chaps on Levi's website. They took them down probably because so many people were like, Levi, what the hell are you doing? But they have jean shorts underneath them. And my thing is, if you don't have the audacity to put those assless chaps up with an ass showing, you shouldn't have made them in the first place.
Show some D on your site, Levi's, is all we're saying.
Even if it was just from behind.
Yeah, like, show a little ass.
But,
come
like,
on.
You're literally like, if there's a guy who's like looking behind.
Listen, if
he's,
it
like,
is
looking
pride,
behind him sexily, like, oh, look it.
And with denim shorts on underneath.
Denim shorts with assless chaps. So, like, what is the point of this?
It's a horror. It's like an assault on everyone. But here's the thing. If it's Pride Month and you're not willing to put like an intro, you know, when you go on a page and they have that like, are you 18? You must be 18 plus to enter. Like, if you're afraid to put a click through so that you can show some fucking ass on
don't
your denim chaps for Pride, then like, you don't support the gays.
Yep. Levi's, you didn't do it right.
You know, this is homophobic. That's what that is.
Not right.
A hate crime.
All right, question number 5. What's your favorite Pride weekend? A, LA, B, New York, C, Toronto, D, San Francisco.
Okay, I feel like this question is a little bit of a hate crime too, because I literally haven't done like any of the others except for San Francisco, and I can't say it's my favorite. But
that's okay.
I guess I'll say
like
Boston for now.
Yeah.
I did like Boston.
I was going to throw Boston on there, but I don't know. Maybe I'll throw it on. But I was just like, these are the biggest ones, I feel like, in terms of the amount of people who attend them. For me, it's going to be New York out of those. Even though I do love Boston too, but New York has like such an energy. You can't miss it. And the parties are so good. Yeah.
Someday I'll fly out. We'll do New York Pride together and we'll do a live show again.
Finally.
Yay.
Remember, you can also give us your own answers to this episode's Q&A questions on our Twitter at Let's Hang Out Pod.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 we're gay.
We love hearing from all of you, and we love continuing to build this community, so we just like to shout out some of our favorite things that we've heard from our listeners every episode, and this week we want to shout out one of our listeners, Maggie, who reached out to us on Instagram, saying how much she loves the podcast, and we always love hearing that. It makes us so happy, but also with this incredible queer story of finding, like, a pride parade with a whole bunch of, like, protesters who were, like, protesting the parade, and how she, like, parked her car, got out, and like blasted, I think, Born This Way, and like
classic,
danced in front of like the protesters, and just it was incredible. An incredible story, incredible moment. A plus work, Maggie. Love it.
Yes,
so,
I also
thank
would like
you
to
so
say
much.
And to quote Maggie, it was danced my ass off.
Yes, precisely.
Wagged my tongue at them, shook my ass, and danced my tiny little queer heart out.
I love it.
Oh,
it
my just, God.
It made me smile so big
good.
Reading it. So.
I love that so much. So, yes, thank you so much for listening, Maggie. And you are incredible.
And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rosenshino,
Sarah and Julia,
Danny Gunluck Tamora,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Stacy,
Adi Benitez,
Fiona W.,
Whitney Lennon,
Jennifer Trujillo,
and our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Liz Chen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Ashley White. Thank you all so much. We could not keep doing this podcast without all of you and all of our patrons. And you're all just the best.
The best. Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Let's Hangout Pod.
You can email us at letshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at letshangoutpod.com.
And you can check out our production company website at dollarbeanproductions.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
And if you haven't listened to all the episodes of The Flame, they are all up. You can find them on any podcasting app. And make sure you're all cut up before our next musical comes out.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/letshangoutpod to catch them.
If you want to help support the podcast, there are so many ways that you can do that. The first one is to leave us a rating and a review on the Apple Podcasts app. It's free and easy and helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us on Patreon and join our Patreon family, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. We have a patron-only Discord chat. We'll be having Les Essentials watch party. Our next one is going to be for Hulu's Crush. So get in on that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
And if you want to help support us in making our queer podcast musicals, we have a Patreon just for that. Now that we have wrapped up our crowdfunding campaign, we're going to be really putting a little bit more time into posting some behind-the-scenes stuff, getting some sneak peeks at things. For our Patreon supporters, you can find that at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, you can get that at bit.ly/lesshop. Pride Month is the perfect time to get it.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Brigida. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon. Let's hang out again soon.